To be a godly hero to our wives, our goals must be in line with what God has in mind for us. A careful study of His commands and promises, the lives He commends, and the overall impact of Scripture may yield many surprises. A godly hero is not one who faces less temptations as time passes in his marriage, because you see, he follows one whose most intense struggle came in a garden near Jerusalem at the close of his life on earth, and whose pathway ended at a cross. His life did not become easier as he went along. Realism can cause us as men to expect trials and problems in becoming her hero. Really, this provides a protective armor, consistently preparing us for battles in the fight to maintain our integrity and faithfulness. The confidence that difficulties have a purpose increases our understanding. A man took pity on a moth struggling desperately to emerge from its cocoon. He cut the cocoon a bit to ease the struggle. The moth was free, but its wings never became strong enough to fly, nor did the beauty of its colors emerge. Battles and pressures are part of God's program to strengthen the quality of faithfulness in our lives in a consistent way. We learn to welcome difficulties as friends instead of resenting them as intruders, as it says in James 1, 2 through 4 in the Phillips translation, as we begin to mature more and more in Christ. And the hero is not one who always responds correctly. He has not reached a high plane where he automatically relies on God with no conscious need to direct his will to trust and obey him in being considerate and tender towards the wife that God has given him. Nor does he seek some dramatic experience that will suddenly make him perfect in the principles that you discussed on page 107. It isn't that he is complacent or casual about sin, but his eyes are fixed upon God and he's expecting him to work in his life to allow him to be humble and gentle with his beloved. He doesn't seek to duplicate someone else's appearance or commitment. Neither God nor our wives are pleased with cheap imitations. A hero is, however, one who lets the truth of 2 Corinthians 4:7 break through in his role as a man and a husband. It says, "This priceless treasure we hold, so to speak, in a common earthenware jar to show that the splendid power of it belongs to God and not to us." He can claim that God would use his weakness in loving and showing affection, being humble and compassionate, keeping a trim physique and replacing negative attitudes, and keeping his promises. Someone wrote that when God wants to do something wonderful, he begins with a difficulty. When he wants to do something very wonderful, he begins with an impossibility. Doesn't that encourage you? You may be thinking, "I'm an impossibility as a hero," but that makes you a candidate for God's work. And besides, he's chosen you to do his work through you and to bring authentic, specific blessings to your wife through your life. This can best be seen in little considerations you show her. One thing a wife will accept as authentic from her hero is his assurance that he misses her when you all are not together and that you are looking forward to being with her again. Call her up. Tell her you're looking forward to getting home. Or, when your work allows, invite her to meet you somewhere. Words like this have a special ring for feminine ears. "Honey, I've got a gap in my schedule here, and I'd surely like to spend it with you. Why don't you come on down and let's have a bite of lunch together?" Here's something else she would deem heroic of you. Let her catch you now and then looking at her expectantly. Or brighten your expression when you see her looking at you. These can be every bit as effective as giving her the impression you just floated over the housetops to see her. I've heard it rumored that the French are the heroes of love par excellence. And there's a little saying they have from over there that goes like this: "J'aime plus qu'hier, à moi que demain." You will pardon my French, but in our language it reads, "I love you more than yesterday, less than tomorrow." Why don't you try that one on for size? Proverbs 5:20 instructs, "Be thou ravished always with her love." Always without exception, every day, all week, the whole year, permanently, with no variance, and I mean 100% of the time, the heroine of our life story together responds best if she knows that she is number one on her hero's agenda. Never demand your wife's devotion to you as her human hero. Earn it. Recognize the importance of little things. When your priorities are right, when you become the real hero of your home, it gives hope and direction to those whose lives you touch.